Well, 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 here we are again to the most wonderful, most beloved people of God on earth, and I'm talking to you. I pray the Lord today will minister His beauty and His grace and His love on our life. Yesterday was so beautiful. The presence of the Lord became so real at the end of the teaching, and I'm telling you, I'm sensing it already again that the Lord will do something really beautiful today. As we are together and I'm teaching the word today on the names of God. Wonderful Jesus. Oh Lord, we come today in high faith, in high expectation. Oh dearest, wonderful Redeemer, I pray today, bless your people greatly, Lord. Minister your word to them and your mighty presence in them. In Jesus' holy name, meet every need. Answer every prayer today for your honor and your glory. Amen and amen. You know, there's a lady. I'm just feeling this in my being, sensing it. There's a lady with a tumor on her stomach, and you've been worried about it. You're a young lady, and you've been unable to have children. And the doctor has just said to you, it's to do with this tumor. Well, today the Lord's going to heal you. This is the day the Lord is going to heal you. The tumor will disappear, and the baby will come. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that person that I just see now in the spirit. Lord God, remove that tumor and give them that miracle. And give her that beautiful baby she wants in the sweet name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, wonderful Lord. Oh, the joy that's coming to you, sweet lady, because of that marvelous healing and miracle God's going to give you. Thank you, Lord. I've been teaching on the names of God, and I'm telling you, yesterday, God's beautiful presence just came and healings began to happen. I didn't even expect it. So I'm going to continue teaching on the name Jehovah today. And who knows what God will do again. I'm just going to let the Lord do it. All right? So thank you for joining me. Dear Lord, goodness gracious. Somebody's ear is being healed. Somebody's left ear has just been healed. I really am amazed by this. I'm not really, how shall I say, I didn't plan it this way. Lord, I give you praise for what you're doing already right now. People, lift your hands and thank God for what He's going to do today. Someone, you've been having trouble hearing with your left ear. You just felt and heard a pop, and you can hear me. You can actually hear me with your left ear. Dear Jesus, I give you the praise. Lord, meet your people's needs. Let miracles happen today in every life in Jesus' name. An infection in someone's gums has just been healed. You just felt like a warmth come all through there. Dear Jesus, sweet Jesus, dear Lord. Oh, I give you praise. I give you praise. I'm talking to an Elizabeth. Dear Liz, you've been having a lot of swelling around your hips and your stomach area. The Lord not only is going to heal it, He's going to renew your body altogether. He's going to give you like a renewal of the body, you know. Like the Bible says, His youth renewed like the eagles, you know. So get ready for it. And there's someone advising you on nutrition. Listen to them. There's someone that you know who's been talking to you about nutrition. You just need to change your diet and you will have an amazing renewal of your body, I'm telling you. Okay. Wow. Let's go to the book of Genesis. If the Lord, you know, keeps doing this, I'll just have to really listen to and obey Him. But Jehovah is found 6,823 times in the Bible. The first mention of it is in Genesis 2:4. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Notice here, the Lord God. I told you about Elohim. This God has many names. And by the way, I want to send those to you as a gift for July. I already sent you, and we're in the process of sending more, because so many of you have asked for the names and their meaning from Adam to Noah, which revealed the gospel. From Adam to Noah, if you look at those names, every name reveals the plan of God for the salvation of humanity. It's amazing. And it proves the Bible, okay? And then I also sent you the list of the names of the sons of Jacob from Reuben to Benjamin and their meaning and how that fits with you and your life in God. It's amazing. So that is my gift to you for June. If you have not received it, you need to send me an email, Pastor Benny, BennyHinn.org, and I'll send it to you by email. You'll have it very quickly. My staff already sent a lot out on Friday last week, and they're sending more out this week because many of you have asked for this. The names of God I'm going to send you for the July gift. I'll be sending you a monthly gift through email. And this is the next one. So, the name Jehovah. I want to talk more about this, but remember what I said about the name Elohim. The name Elohim, used in Genesis 1, is the name of might, strength, power, governing, authority, and much more I shared yesterday. In Elohim, God introduces himself. In Jehovah, he reveals himself. So the name Elohim, we see it all around us in God's creation. But God, through Jehovah, reveals to us himself. That is the name of covenant. That is the name of relationship. That is the name of communion. That's the name of fellowship with God. So when God created the world, we see Elohim, 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 which is a plural name of the Trinity. When you see the name Elohim, it's connected to the angels, never to the redeemed. When God created man, we see the name Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah God, the name of covenant, relationship, and so on. Now, I also said yesterday, when Satan came to tempt Eve, he could not come with, "Did Jehovah say?" He said, "Did God say? Did Elohim say?" Because he only knew him as Elohim. There's no relationship between God and the devil, or any angel for that fact. So, she having denied him, denied God in her heart already, she denied him as Jehovah, and she said, "No, God said." This is all in Genesis 3, which I shared yesterday. Now, we are talking about the name Jehovah. Let's go quickly to Exodus chapter 3, and we're going to begin looking at a little more depth with this that I think is so beautiful. So now there's Moses standing before God at the burning bush, and he says, "Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said unto Moses, Yehyeh asher Yehyeh, I am that I am. Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you." Oh, this is lovely. This is marvelous. Now, in this we see not only a cry out of the heart of Moses to know God, but we see absolute existence. And by the way, like I told you, that the name Jehovah, there's so much in the name Jehovah. The name, by the way, the name Jehovah, the ever-becoming one. So when you look at the word, for example, the word Jehovah, it means, and the first part, Hava, the ever-becoming one, the self-existing one, the all-existence is really what it means. So, now, the word Jehovah is always connected not only to relationship, but something so powerful God said in Exodus chapter 6. Let's go, Exodus chapter 6. We're going to look at verse 2 and 3. And God said, and God spake unto Moses and said to him, I am the Lord, meaning I am Jehovah. Every time you see the word Lord, it's the translation from Jehovah. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I also have established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. Now there's a lot in here. What God is saying is that God gave Abraham the covenant, but he revealed it to Moses. In Jehovah is revelation. But God, what he's saying to Moses about Abraham, he's saying, you know what, I've got to stop again. This is amazing. Do you know the Lord is still healing his people? There's a man watching me. There's a man watching me. You've had trouble with your right leg, and you've not been able to move your right leg. And while I've been talking just now, you're feeling a warm go right through your right leg. Would you mind standing up and checking it out? And please, any one of you that's getting healed while I'm teaching today, because I didn't expect it, send me an email right away, please. PastorBennyBennyHinn.org. Dear Lord, I'm trying to focus on the Word, and the Lord is talking to me about healings. What a God. Lord, I give you the praise and the glory. So when God, okay, Lord, I'm going to really try my best. When God says, I appeared unto Abraham and unto Isaac and unto Jacob, you know, I think God has a sense of humor, I'm telling you. I think God enjoys doing that, enjoys healing his people while we preachers are trying to teach. But it's his will, not mine. Wow. Oh, just a minute here. Would you believe this? I don't know what's happening to this. I'm loving it. Do you know what the name of the man that's being healed is? The Lord just said Abraham. There's a man named Abraham. They called you Ab. But that's your real name, Abraham. You are from my part of the world, the Middle East. And your right leg is being healed while I'm talking. This is, Lord, I'm amazed. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac and Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And he says, I established my covenant with them. Okay, so in the name where God says El Shaddai, by his name he appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But now we see something amazing. That name only establishes, but Jehovah reveals the name. So that's all God really meant. But there's something here that is so marvelous. Because in the name Jehovah, there's communion, fellowship, intimacy, and love. God revealed that to Moses because it's the name of revelation. And there's a lot more maybe we don't know about, you know, Genesis, or I should say Exodus 6:3, that why did God not reveal his name Jehovah to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Waited till Moses came along? Maybe someday the Lord will reveal that to us. But all I can tell you is it's quite simple. The covenant was established, but revealed through Jehovah. So again here, we see revelation. God always revealing himself, continual revelation. And when Israel was backsliding, God, and this is amazing to me, when Israel was backsliding, God always came back to them as Elohim, not as Jehovah. He only comes as Jehovah with those who are walking with him, not those walking away from him. So when Israel was backsliding, we see the name God again, Elohim again, not Jehovah. And when God appeared after man had fallen, we see him going after them as Jehovah. It's amazing to me. Example, in the book of Leviticus, like when Adam fell, God still came after him as Jehovah. It shows love. In that name, there's a lot of love. The book of Leviticus, meaning restoration, by the way, the book of restoration, it shows God as Elohim only twice in the whole book. But it shows the name Jehovah 86 times in that book. Do you know why? Because in that name is sacrifice. And so when you read the book of Leviticus, God is talking about sacrifices. So it's not only personality and life and relationship and fellowship and love and so on. It's also sacrifice. Leviticus is the book that talks about sacrifice. And here we see the Lord Jehovah mostly used. And this is something amazing, that God comes to Adam and comes to Eve as Jehovah. They deny him. And how do we see him coming as Jehovah to them? When he covered them with skin again, he came back as Jehovah. So he comes to them as Jehovah in creation. He comes to them as Jehovah in restoration when he clothes them with skin. He did not give up on them, basically. And how amazing to me. Let's look at Genesis quickly. Chapter 6, by the way. To me, this is awesome. You know, there's a lot about that name that we see revealed in these amazing verses. Like in Genesis 6:22, it says this. It says, thus did Noah, according to all that God, Elohim, commanded him. Why? Because God told him about building the ark. Building the ark has nothing to do with his relationship with Noah, his fellowship with Noah. It has to do with his deliverance to him and his family out of the destruction of the flood. But in the next chapter, we see God using the name Jehovah. Watch this. And the Lord said, I love this. And the Lord said, come thou and all thy house into the ark. This is incredible. So in building a piece of, with wood, I mean, in building the ark with pieces of wood, God says, I'm Elohim. But coming into the ark so I can protect you, he comes as Jehovah. The last verse in Genesis 6 is, it says, Elohim, God. It says that Noah did everything Elohim told him. Now, Genesis 7, verse 1, the next verse, and Jehovah says to Noah, come and all your house into the ark, for you have I seen righteous before me. And then he says, of every clean beast, you'll take seven. That's the reason why, because it has to do with protection and sacrifice. So interestingly, when you read the Bible, and you see God saying to Noah, bring them in two by two, it's the name Elohim. But when it says take them in seven, take him in seven by seven, it's Jehovah. Why? It's sacrifice. Anything to do with creation is Elohim. Anything to do with the relationship, Jehovah. And we know him as Jehovah. God has revealed that name to you and me. Let's go quickly to Exodus 34. Lord, I give you praise for all this. Verse 5, right through 7. And the Lord, Jehovah, descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. He comes as Jehovah proclaiming his name, Revelation. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, "The Lord, Jehovah, Jehovah, the Lord God, Elohim, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness, abundant in truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin." And that will by no means clear the guilty. That shows you his justice, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, unto the third and fourth generation. Now, this is something you need to remember. That is the name that Jesus talked about in John. And he said something very powerful to all of us that we have to pay attention to. In John 8:24, he said, "I said therefore unto you, ye shall die in your sins, for ye believe not that I am." Wow. You don't believe that I am. That I am Jehovah, in other words. Because the word "he" here is in italic. It wasn't in the original. You don't believe that I am. So you'll die in your sins. Anyone who does not Jehovah cannot get saved. Impossible. They will die in their sins. That same chapter, John 8 and verse 58, the Lord Jesus again repeats it. And Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." And he says, since you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. So to know the Lord Jehovah is our life. I'm going to continue tomorrow because I want to talk about the name El Shaddai. And I'm going to give you every name in the Bible of God. Then I'm going to send you that as my gift to you with the meaning of names, the names of God, so you'll know him. Wonderful Lord, I pray, Lord, today that you will reveal yourself to your people. Lord God, I pray every one of them remove the scales off the eyes of the people. Let them see you in your beauty. Let them see you in your mighty love. Oh, birth that mighty hunger in all of us, Lord, to know you, that our knowledge of you will increase as your word declares it must. That your knowledge will increase in each one of us. In the glorious name, Jesus, I give you praise. Yep, thank you, Lord. A skin condition on someone's arm has just been healed. I never expected this when I began taping with you, when I began talking to you. Dear Lord, thank you, Lord. People of God, you that are in need of healing or in need of some touch, just put your hands across mine if you can. Lord, in the name of Jesus, meet that need. Yes, Lord, someone with a liver problem is being healed. I see lung cancer getting healed. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I worship you. A neck injury, it's just completely healed. You know, some of you have been sensing the blessed power of God while I've been talking, and right now a lot of you are sensing heat, like a surge of heat over your body. That's the power of God healing your body today. Receive it, receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I give you all the praise. Swelling around the ankle real bad. It's right now completely healed. Someone is just crying out for deliverance from alcohol. Lord, set them free, I pray. Set them free, Lord. Bring salvation to every loved one, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise for your honor and glory. I give you praise. Meet every financial need today, Lord God. I give you praise. Yes, Lord, break financial bondage and break financial debt. Lord, your word declares none lacked among them. Not one lacked among them. Let it be so with every person today, Lord, that none will lack among us in the sweet, dear name of Jesus.
Oh, blessed be the Lord God Almighty. What an anointing again. Tomorrow I continue with the name El Shaddai and much more, so don't miss it. And now let's give with our hearts full of joy. Let's give to the Lord's work today. Give, it shall be given unto you, said Jesus to us, the Master of Glory. Give, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give to you, to your bosom. Do it now. Sow that seed in high expectation and see what God will do for you. And don't forget, you can also get the names, the meaning of the names from Adam to Noah and all the sons of Jacob, if you simply send me an email, pastorbennybenihin.org. I'll send it to you free of charge. And now, let's sow, let's give our seed to the Lord's work right now in love and faithfulness to Him. And you can sow your seed right now for the ministry by going on the platform you're watching me on and just push where it says donate or give, or just go to benihin.org, our website, or simply you can text BHM45777, and I'll see you tomorrow for another wonderful day. And who knows, maybe the Lord will continue healing you and healing His people. Much love, bless you, and I'll see you again tomorrow.